Well, on the face of it, it appears to be just typical American ruling establishment arrogance for him to be saying that Russia has gotten off on the wrong foot and that the Russians' policy in Syria is deeply mistaken and doomed to fail. I find this, of course, laughable given the fact that the Russians have basically been able to do in about a month's time what the Americans have at least appeared to be unwilling to do now in several years' time, which is to deal effectively with these wild dogs of ISIS and ISIL. But what I think it reflects more than anything else, besides the typical ruling establishment arrogance on the part of the American administration, is that the Americans are intent upon frustrating exactly what the Russians are doing in Syria. It was never America's intention to deal with the problem of ISIS and ISIL and all of the murder and mayhem that these groups have brought to Syria over the last 4 years. It was never their intention to deal with this in a practical and a meaningful way. After all, we know it's an established fact now that the United States has been not just a minor player, but the integral player in creating these groups and sustaining them and giving them everything that they need to go about Syria and to wreak all of this havoc that they have. It was never their intention to deal with this, and now that the Russians are going in there and basically making monkeys out of the Americans and proving to the world that the problem of terrorism, not just in Syria but throughout the world, can be dealt with if people finally just make the decision that they're going to do it, and then they do it. But what I think the Secretary of Defense's statement reflects is that the United States is intent upon frustrating Russia's advances and successes in Syria, using whatever it will take to do. We have to remember that there are much bigger issues involved in this than simply unseating Assad and replacing him with a leader who's going to be more compliant to American demands. This is a situation that goes back not just years but decades. The Americans, working in collusion with the Israelis, were working as far back as the mid-1960s, specifically 1967, to drive the Russians out of the Middle East permanently, so that the Americans would be the only, you know, superpower in the region. And they effectively did this. The Americans were able to sever the relationship between Egypt and Russia, and Egypt fell into the American sphere of influence. They were able to sever the relationship between Jordan and Russia, and then the Jordanians fell into the American sphere of influence. And the last stronghold, the last place where the Russians have any influence, is, of course, Syria. And it's not just Syria itself. Syria, of course, is the backdoor for Iranian influence in the Arab Middle East. And so they are absolutely intent upon reorganizing the Syrian power configuration in order to make sure that the Russians and the Iranians are pushed out of the Middle East. And so I think that we have to read between the lines on what the Secretary of Defense is saying here. It's not just that he's looking down his nose arrogantly towards the successes that the Russians have achieved now in about a month's time. He's also signaling that it is fully the intention of the United States, working, of course, in collusion with Israel and other Western powers, to frustrate Russia and to cause as many problems as possible in making sure that the Russians do not come back to the Middle East in the fashion that they were decades ago. And, of course, this is a very dangerous situation because the Russians can fight back. Obviously, they are a nuclear armed power, and when we have somebody such as the Secretary of Defense making statements like this, basically, you know, conjuring up the winds of war with another nuclear armed power, this is something that should be a cause for concern for all people in the world, because quite frankly, the United States is off her rocker and at this point is willing to do anything.